You wake up and you open your favorite social media platform. There's a cat dancing to a popular song and it's been making the rounds. You LOL to yourself, you hit share, and you continue to scroll. That's a pretty standard experience for anyone who's used the internet. But now, a vote from the European Union will help decide the future of the internet and what it means to place content online, including those funny cat videos, is in a state of uncertainty. On Wednesday, a European Union committee will be voting on a proposal attempting to solve copyright laws. Danny O'Brien is the international director at the Electronic Frontier Foundation, an organization that promotes internet civil liberties, and he joins us from Brussels. Danny, how are you?
I'm doing fine. Thank you.
Fantastic. Thanks for being with us. Tell us what exactly is being proposed by the European Union. When you say copyright law, a lot of people's eyes kind of glaze over.
Yes. And I think the only way I can sort of tell people to wake up is by saying that memes and anything that really uses material to remix and mash up content is at risk of being blocked from all of the major sort of information sharing platforms. And that doesn't just include Facebook or Twitter. That includes Wikipedia and even dating sites.
So does that mean that people who are putting content online risk being in terms of copyright infringement? Or is this a question of who's allowed to put what? What exactly is it?
So what it is that the EU is proposing a compulsory automatic filter for whenever you upload something that will scan it against all copyrighted material. And if it thinks it's found a match, it will reject it. So you simply won't be able to put that content online at all.
That sounds a little draconian, doesn't it? I mean,
well, I think that's one of the things that sort of hit with this is that it's a pretty simple sentence. It's buried in a general copyright reform the EU has been pushing through. And people have only just begun to think through the ramifications. Like a something that sort of checks for copyrighted content doesn't seem that bad. But YouTube has a similar system, and people are forever complaining that silences videos that might have a radio playing music in the background or removing entire channels because they've used a news clip that someone had uploaded as licensed content to these filters.
Now, would these filters be real people, or are these programs and algorithms that would be set up that really users would have no control over?
Oh, these are algorithms. I mean, this has to be automatic because it's going to be filtering all the content that goes to these sites. So there's no way that a human being would be able to do that. And again, this means that there's no way of it checking for the kind of exceptions that copyright normally has. So sure, you know, if you uploaded a whole book that someone else had written, that would be a violation of copyright. But if you just used a paragraph because you were doing a review or you sampled a video because you wanted to critique what was happening, or in the case of memes, you know, you were using a little GIF of a scene in a movie to make a point, the algorithms would kick that out as well.
So this is something that a lot of people are saying, or some people are saying that this could actually lead to censorship. But I'm just thinking this is not only potentially could lead to censorship, but also could just be an impossible task. I mean, Facebook is trying to do this with some of its content, and they've hired thousands and thousands and thousands of people to try and manage content. Is this even realistic?
Well, this is the double part of it, which is that not only do we have these filters, but websites will also be liable for these copyright violations. So there's this sort of double whammy that they kind of have to be perfect. Otherwise, there's more trouble ahead for any service that provides this. And, you know, the truth is that when these algorithmic filters have been used in the past, it annoys everybody. It annoys people trying to put up legitimate content, and the music industry who ask for these filters in YouTube complain that it doesn't actually catch a huge chunk of the real wholesale copyright infringement that they're trying to stop.
Now, I understand the intent behind this to a certain extent is to protect copywritten material. And as a journalist and as someone who is also writing a book, I understand that intent. However, this coupled with the, you know, really intense privacy controls in Europe would possibly make the internet a very unfun place to be, right?
I think that it's one of those things where it's a solution that's sort of attempting to solve a genuine problem. And I think mixed up, I mean, Europe right now, and one of the things that you can really get a strong sense of is a sense of growing irritation with large American tech companies. So I think this has sort of been designed with the assumption that it will only affect the Googles and the Facebooks of the world. But the truth is that the internet is more than just them. And I think if Europe wants to really challenge the power of these companies, I think there are easier ways of doing it and more effective ways of doing it than just going after memes and going after the individual users who still really create the internet and the web as it is, rather than these big companies.
Well, we'll stay tuned and we'll pay attention to this vote in the EU. Danny O'Brien is an international director at the Electronic Frontier Foundation, and he joined us from Brussels. Thanks so much, Danny.
Thank you.